Hello, anybody listening? Anon was asking if I would talk about my hobbies and interests. And I don't know if this is going to be very interesting or long. I don't have that many hobbies. I'm kind of a boring person. I hope you didn't hear my stomach rumble. Well, that will kind of go into one of my interests, which is cooking. I love to cook and come up with new recipes or alter recipes to my liking. I think it's a lot of fun. In fact, I just subscribed to Taste of Home magazine. Man, I sound old, don't I? It's something that I really enjoy, and I like reading about it and experimenting. And sorry if you can hear me pushing up my sleeves there. As you can imagine, with someone who enjoys cooking, I'm definitely looking forward to Thanksgiving this year. I like to take it upon myself to make everything, and I become very obsessed with it to the point where I have a fancy list that I make out to remember everything that I want to buy, and I also pre-prepare some of the dishes that I'll be making to make it very easy and to not have a stressful day. Let's see, I should probably not talk too much about food and cooking, but I will say another interest of mine or hobby of mine is gardening, which does go along with cooking, because I like to grow my own herbs and vegetables. But I do like flowers as well, and since I'm moving, I'm going to pretty much have to make a garden from the ground up, which is going to be very fun. I have the front of the house to figure out, and then the side of the house where I can have a nice big garden. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I definitely want to grow more vegetables than I ever have before. I love zucchinis, and I love cucumbers. I would probably use those a lot, and I love tomatoes. I'm going to continue with trying to get more mint plants. I could not find chocolate mint last year, or this year, this summer, even though I wanted to have 3 different mint plants, and then dry them and use them in homemade tea. I don't really know where to end this. The next hobby, though, is drawing. I really enjoy drawing. I find it very relaxing. It's nothing fancy or anything like that. I just do it on the computer, and it's like an anime and cartoon mix. I've enjoyed drawing since I was just a little girl, but I really got into it when I was about 12 or 13. I think 12. 11 or 12. And I am somewhat of a competitive person. People probably don't imagine me being so, but for specific things I am, when it comes to games and, well, drawing. There was a boy in my class who drew a lot, and it made me want to improve even further, and I enjoyed that feeling of trying to be better than someone else. It became a thing in the classes where people would talk and ask each other which one you thought was the better artist. I don't have too many followers, though. I don't have the chance to draw too often, but I have accumulated a little bunch. I should really draw some more. The biggest problem for me is that I find it hard to make time for it, because there's so many video games to play, and there's so many things that I want to cook, there's so many responsibilities I have, that drawing kinda comes last, most of the time, which is unfortunate, but oh well. I was also talking about games, and that is definitely another hobby of mine. I'm pretty obsessed with video games. I've always been a Sony fan, so I grew up with PlayStation, and I feel like I'm very lucky to have had that, because they do have a very nice variety of games. from platformers to RPGs. I do like Nintendo. I'm thinking that I might get a Nintendo Switch, but I'm not sure. The thing is, to me, Nintendo always screams co-op and party kind of games, and I don't really have friends, which is sad to say. I mean, I do have friends, but all of the people that I talk to are from different countries. Germany, Norway, Australia, Canada. So I don't really have people I can play together with too often. But they do have a lot of games that I'm interested in playing and that are a single player experience. I also just got myself a PC that can play games. So I'm starting to get into Steam. I've had a few games on Steam for years and years, but I never really played any because I had a cruddy laptop. So this is a very new experience for me. I was playing Resident Evil 7, which was terrifying because I've never played a horror game before and I've never played a first-person game. I was pretty much being forced to play it by one of my friends. People usually get excited when I'm scared. I am a big baby when it comes to scary things. I'm not sure what else to talk about when it comes to games. I mean, if you do want me to specifically go into one of these subjects more, I don't mind. But let's see, I've talked about video games, gardening, cooking, drawing. I do like crafting, but I don't do it too often. Mainly right now because I'm busy doing other things, getting ready to move and all that fun stuff. But I do like making decorations for the holidays and trying to come up with new products that I can use that are more natural. I just mean like make my own lip balms and things like that, which I find very fun. Sometimes I buy lip balms and it makes my lips feel worse, but when I make it myself and I can add what I want, it feels great. Especially since I love mint, so it has that nice tingly sensation when I make it at home. I would like to make homemade soaps, but I think that's something I'll have to look into more, because there's some ingredients in it that you have to be careful with. As for kinks, this is kind of a hard thing for me to talk about because I'm very inexperienced, and I'm going to go into it very fast because I don't have many, and it also makes me very embarrassed, but I somewhat have a thing for 1950s housewife stuff, which kind of, I think, is because I enjoy cooking and being in the kitchen. I seem to have a curiosity for lactation, and that's the most embarrassing part. And, sensual massages, one of my dreams is to give a sensual massage to a very handsome man. I'm really awkward about this stuff. I actually cover my face when I get nervous like this. I don't know why. Nobody can see me. But yes, I like making concoctions with oils, and I feel like that would be a lot of fun. Is there anything else? I guess that's good.